T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Very serious news this morning, and my feeling is that this is ramping up rather than dying as a political issue. The allegations against the Lieutenant Governor, Justin Fairfax, we now have seen both of the women who have accused him of minimally sexual impropriety, and in reality it's sexual assault and rape, they have appeared on CBS this morning talking to Gayle King. Our friend Dr. Bob Holdsworth is an analyst at Decide Smart who's been covering Virginia politics and all the scandals for decades. Dr. Bob, I guess you've heard these sound bites and maybe you even watched the interview yesterday and today. What's your gut check reaction to where we are this morning?
I think you're correct, John. I think, you know, what's happened is that if you look at the timing, we have the legislature coming back for the reconvened session this week. And just as they're coming back, CBS airs these two interviews with the accusers of Justin Fairfax. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, Justin Fairfax, you know, puts forward a press release saying that he took a lie detector test from the same person who had given Christine Blasey Ford the lie detector test. And he says that this lie detector test clears him. But obviously, what is evident here is that the Fairfax accusers are not going away. They want him to resign, and they're taking steps to be out in public to do this. The real question, however, is, you know, what actually now comes next, and whether there is going to be any investigation of these claims, or whether these are just going to be back and forth that occur in sort of prominent media outlets.
Yeah. I mean, the two tracks, right? One is the legal track and whether the prosecutors in these two locations choose to actually file charges against Justin Fairfax for what happened these many years ago. And then the other is the political reality here in the state. And I don't know if you heard, we talked to the Speaker of the House, Kirk Cox, a little while ago, and I asked him that question. I mean, where does this stand? And both Trey, our producer, and I were talking during the commercial break. I felt like he was about to say that there was a plan here, but Democrats have stymied it, and maybe there'd be an announcement. Have you heard anything about what happens next, if anything, with the General Assembly investigating this?
Well, this is the question that the General Assembly has not said it would investigate it. It said it would hold a hearing.
Right.
Kirk Cox and the Republicans said they would hold a hearing. Many of the Democrats said they wouldn't come. And what also occurred is that at least one of the accusers said that she would not attend unless it was a bipartisan hearing. Mm. So given the fact that the Democrats have called what the Republicans want to do a political stunt, the question is, do the Republicans go forward with this? And if they do, how do they go forward when they're not even sure that both accusers would show up? So that's the challenge. Justin Fairfax, of course, says he wants a legal investigation and an FBI investigation. But we do not know whether either of the accusers have actually made an accusation in you know, Massachusetts or North Carolina, where these events allegedly took place. And then, secondly, Fairfax has asked for an FBI investigation, which doesn't even have, I think, standing to do so in this matter. Yeah. So I think we're really confused about where this will go legally. Politically, the question is, what happens in the 2019 General Assembly elections? Yeah. And in fact, what's happened, John, is that the last couple of elections have been ones where the Democrats have been successful mobilizing, particularly in the metro areas, against you know, the anti-Donald Trump sentiment.
Right.
Will this change in 2019 because of the problems of Northam and particularly Fairfax?
Well, I mean, it's got to, right? How can you go out and slam Donald Trump for something that we all heard about years ago And with this contemporary issue, not a contemporary crime, if it is one, but this contemporary issue, how could Democrats just let this slide and still go out and campaign the way they did in the last cycle? I mean, that just seems impossible.
Well, you know, certainly they're going to try, right?
Because okay.
That, you know, you take a look at this, mm-hmm. and for the Republicans, I think, you know, politically, they think this is probably a better situation for them, because this is going to be an election which they hope is not simply going to be about President Trump's popularity in the metropolitan areas of Virginia, which has been detrimental for them. And you would think that that the sort of the dynamic of this election will change somewhat because of all the problems, not simply of Fairfax, but of Northam and Herring and all the Democratic leadership there. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, there is some opinion out there that the public doesn't spend, you know, not paying that much attention to everything, and it may not impact the election. Mm-hmm. It would be curious if it doesn't. But at the same time, I think we're all a little wary of predicting how the public is going to react to these kind of sensational stories.
So real fast, does Justin Fairfax stay in office, and do you think he is done with as far as another run for another office if everything stays the way it is right now?
I think the first question is absolutely yes, John, because he's not only fighting for his political career, he's fighting for his life and his and his job in many ways, and his career as an attorney. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it looks like it's going to be very difficult for him to win a Democratic nomination. But I would just note that he has been starting to be out in public and speaking to some Democratic groups. And there was a story this morning about how well he was received last week down at Hampton Road.
It's pretty remarkable. I mean, especially for those who were so hostile on these particular subjects that maybe they're willing to give him a pass at this moment. Dr. Bob Holsworth, analyst at Decide Smart, always appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
You take care, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.